Okay, this is the next session of council. Before you hear from Mr. Joe Hoppel, who is, or actually, well, you would, Mr. Robert Stewart, the director of EMS, is on the agenda, but you'll be hearing from Joe Hoppel, who is also with the EMS division, discussing a paramedic student program. Let's begin with introductions, starting with President. Make sure, please, you state your name, school, and role you're playing.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mallory Nielsen. I'm from Cape Henlopen High School, and I will be the president.
My name is Bryce Molnar. I'm from Sussex Central High School, and I will be playing the role of vice president.
My name is Kyler Brightwell. I'm from Seaford Senior High School, and I'll be playing the role of district number 3.
My name is Matthew King, and I'm also from Seaford Senior High School, and I'll be playing the role of district number 4.
Hi, my name is Vincent. I'm from Sussex Tech, and I'm representing district 5.
Hi, my name is Emily Whaley. I'm representing Sussex Tech as well, and I'm representing the county attorney.
Hi, my name is Zach Verado from Sussex Tech, and I'm the finance director.
Hello, my name is Lance White from Cape Henlopen High School, and I'll be representing the clerk of the council.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Hoppel.
Thank you, Chip. Morning, everyone. My name is Joe Hoppel. I'm the education coordinator and the recruiter for Sussex County EMS, and I'm coming before the council this morning to give you some options on staffing, and specifically a paramedic student program for the county paramedics. Now, the problem, and let me just outline it in the background here, is we turn 25 years old next year. We have a 25-year retirement program, pension program. And this year alone, we have 2 employees that have already retired. We know of at least 2 more that are retiring before the end of the year. And we always have an attrition anywhere between 4 to 6 paramedics. Now, I lose paramedics for a variety of reasons. I just lost a gentleman who had come to us from Washington State who decided to return home to Washington State. That's a hazard when you hire people from outside of the area. I myself am a transplant. I moved here 12 years ago from Williamsport. So transplants do work, but occasionally they don't. And what we're looking at with this is the ability to hire local people and make them paramedics at the Delaware Technical Community College paramedic program, which is located at the Terry campus in Dover. They now have 2 cohorts running. Used to be, they had 1 cohort. You started your paramedic program in January of 1 year. You finished your classroom in May of the following year. And then you had your field internship during the summer getting done around Labor Day. Now they have a 2nd cohort, one that starts in January and ends the following January. They have 2 running consecutively. And this was done at the request of the counties to fill the number of paramedics. All 3 counties in Delaware have paramedic services, plus Delaware State Police Aviation. So they are looking to do that. And they have given us up to 4 slots in each class, if we would like it, to fill with paramedics. And the reason we're looking to do this is, especially in the second semester, it is almost impossible for somebody to work and go to paramedic school. So if I have a new high school graduate that's got the SEED program, living at home with the parents, they can probably do the 2 years and get through it. But if I have a slightly older, especially an emergency medical technician that's working for one of the fire companies, they have a very tough time backing away from their full-time job to go to paramedic school, especially if they have a family. It's almost impossible to work part-time. Dr. McGargle, who's the state medical director, calls it 3 years of medical school jammed into a year, is the equivalent of the 2nd year of the Deltech program. So I come to the council with 4 options, and it's starting on the 2nd page. Option A is matriculating students, 2nd year sponsorship. This is taking people that are already have done all their prerequisites for paramedic school, have finished their 1st year doing that. They are now ready to start their 2nd year of school, and we would pick them up, hire them as paramedic, as employees, pay them to go to paramedic school. Their only job is to go to paramedic school and pass. Actually, writing that job description is very easy. Go to paramedic school, pass, I make you a paramedic. It's actually very one of the easiest job descriptions we have. And you see the salary there that we're paying, the vision, the benefits, all of that. the operational expenses of tuition, books, uniforms, and equipment, basically to do the students, and we're looking at doing two here, is at $85,000. So it's a significant cost. Now, we make them sign a contract that they have to work for. I believe it's 5 years for us. But still, there's a significant cost up front. Number one is there's a lot of advantages. The student employees are committed to work for us by contract. They perform their field internship with us, so we get to see them from the get-go. It makes it shorter, their orientation period, after they get done with school. These guys have already enrolled in the Deltek program and demonstrated their commitment. They've already done the academic work, and if any of you go to Deltek for any of the healthcare and you go to anatomy and physiology, that's a lot of commitment. So they've already demonstrated that background. So we have complete control, just going down through this, we have complete control over their field rotations, their didactic education, and they are employees of ours. So that gives us that. The disadvantage is the only people we can pick from are those people that have matriculated. We have no other choices. So that's a big disadvantage. And the students may be hired by other county agencies during their college coursework and prevent them from working for SCEM. So we may be coming in late. Let's give you an example. Newcastle may put them in from the get-go, from the first year, so they're not available to us. Or they might be Delaware State Troopers who are not available to us. They're going through paramedic school to be part of the aviation program. So that's the disadvantage, maybe a very limited pool of people we can select from. Option B is matriculating students, picking them up in their field internship. These are people that have finished all of their didactic work. All of their classroom work is done. They're simply in their field internship, and we're going to pick them up then. So we're picking them up basically, for example, in May, and they would be students. We'd pay them through till September when they finish, and then when they complete their National Registry certification as a paramedic, we simply hire them, change them to a paramedic job description, hire them as a paramedic. So it's a lot shorter period of time of employment. And as you see there, the salary is about $10,000 to do that, and you go through all the benefits, the expenses, a lot less tuition and books because they're basically done with school. So to do that, that is $23,493 as opposed to $85,504 for that. Again, these students are also committed to work for us. There's a contract, but it's a shorter one that they sign. They have completed all of their didactic program. There is still a fear with option A that a student could get in, let's say, cardiology in the paramedic program and fail out. If they fail out, they're no longer employees. We terminate them, but all that money we invested in them is lost. This one here, the only risk is that they fail their field paramedic internship, and then we would also lose them, but it's a lot less chance. Again, the cost is much more optimized. We still have complete control of their field rotations. They do them down here with us, so that's all the advantages there. But we have even limited our selection process even more. These students have already enrolled, and they've completed, and they only have 4 months to go in school. And this is a real chance. All you need is somebody, let's say instead of us picking them up in May, Kent County comes in and picks them up in March and says, hey, I'll start paying you in March. We could lose them to them. And by the way, it can be that competitive between the county. There is that big a shortage of paramedics at times that it can happen. Option C in the back is a matriculating student scholarship. Rather than employing anybody, we're not going to employ you, but we're going to offer you a scholarship and say, here is money to pay for tuition, to pay for whatever, living expenses, just like any scholarship is, and at the end of it, you will come work for us, okay? The cost per student, we haven't really determined that yet. That's something we'd have to look at because you're not paying, you don't have set costs like I do with salary and that, I don't know. We could pick any number and say we're going to give you $5,000 as a scholarship, just for example, whatever we would decide to do. The student that graduates Deltek have demonstrated their commitment to the profession by completing the entire instruction with limited financial support from the county. So they haven't gotten the full ride. They haven't gotten benefits, none of that. We're not affected by the matriculating pool at Deltek. In other words, I can go up to a person who has not yet entered Deltek and say, you get in, we can give you a scholarship. They can also not be limited to Deltek. They could choose to go to the Center of Emergency Medicine in Pittsburgh. to Howard County Community College, any one of the number of paramedic schools outside of Delaware, and choose to go to school. So it doesn't limit us to Del Tech. Again, the disadvantages, another county could come up and say, okay, you're getting a scholarship from Sussex, but we'll hire you instead. Okay, we'd lose them that way. They may not necessarily perform their field internship with SCEMS. They may do it in Newcastle or Kent or one of the other counties. And it may be difficult, again, for a non-traditional student, someone that's employed full-time, to take this and leave their full-time job to do this. And option D is do nothing. In other words, let the people go to Del Tech that will go. Let them graduate as they would. When they graduate, obtain all their certifications, apply with us like any other person would that's a paramedic, and we will consider them for hire at that time. So that obviously has no cost to the county and has no effect on anything in its matriculating pool. However, again, we could lose them to other people who would sponsor them in some way. So, ladies and gentlemen of council, that's our four options. And I would ask you to consider which one you would like us to proceed with.
Okay, so at this time, I would like to open it up for discussion if anyone has any questions or comments.
So, for clarification, there's two sessions that they can choose from, and there's four slots in each session, meaning that you could educate eight paramedics?
If we wanted to go to that extent, yes.
Okay.
I will tell you from history, we have never done that many. As far, we've done four in a year, but never eight. So but that would be available to us, yes.
Also, would there be any education or filtering for specific people who would go through this possible program, such as interviews, conducting, looking at their current GPAs and things like that?
Exactly. We do conduct interviews. We have an affective interview just as you would for any other job. Comes in, we do background checks. They have to pass. In fact, to go to Del Tech's paramedic program, even if you just go to it without us sponsoring you, you have to go through federal background checks, all of that. We do our own background checks and reference checks and things such as that. So we try and hire people that are we're looking at their academic backgrounds to make sure they're going to be able to pass the program, and then their are they going to be good employees of ours as well.
Are there any statistics or polls that...
I'm sorry.
Hey. Are there any statistics or polls that have shown the amount of paramedics that they think are going to be entering the field as far as the rate at which they're leaving and also entering?
Nationally, there's a shortage of paramedics, and the problem is there's a shortage of good paramedics. Not every paramedic school for years... you could go to a paramedic school for 200 hours in some states and become a paramedic. And the problem with that is you are not really medically educated. You may know that I see this, I give this colored box medication, literally. I give the red box, the gray box, the green box. As many of you may know, my paramedics are not that way. We are highly educated. Where I lose paramedics to is going to PA school, going to nursing school, going to even higher education. Even, in fact, two of the physicians at BBZ are former paramedics. That's our level. We treat patients to that level. Our guys know the medications. They know the medicine. So Del Tech teaches to that level. They're a nationally accredited school. So finding those graduates at that level is very tough to do and hold.
My question is why the specification on Del Tech? Is it because of the cost or...
Del Tech is, first of all, the only paramedic school in Delaware.
Uh-huh.
That's number one. Number two is they're accredited, like I said. And number three is the state of Delaware actually funds that. Like the second cohort they started was funded by the state of Delaware. So we have them. And the paramedics coming out of there are already trained in our protocols at our level, and it just makes it easier. It makes it much easier to do.
I just wanted to, if you want to go first, you can.
Yep, go for it.
All right. Would you take other, does this course at Del Tech take under consideration some certifications that somebody might already have, like somebody who has a CPR certification or somebody who's come out of Sussex Central High School being a through and through medical assistant?
It actually helps them, as you asked about our interview process, there's actually an interview process to get into the paramedic program, and it does take that into consideration. As far as their academic part, what they need to do academically, no. They still need to do the same academic stuff, but it does assist them in actually getting into the matriculating pool for the course, absolutely. Yes, sir.
So it seems that the common concern with all of these options is that another agency will hire them before you get them.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be possible to make any of them binding so that if you accept the scholarship or if you accept the sponsorship, that you are required to go into your agency?
Sure. Once they accept one of those, yes, it is binding. But before they accept it, or if, like I said, if I take option B, for example, and hire them at field internship, if another agency came in before I did that, and like say in April, and said, we'll hire you starting now, they may beat us to the punch, for lack of a better term, and hire the person out from under us. To give you an example of how much we do this, Newcastle County last year sent 12 students, a whole entire class, out of state to be educated because they need that many paramedics. That's how down Newcastle is on paramedics. So that there's that big of a competition.
I have a question. Like, for example, option A, when you, like, their students are committed to by contract, right?
Yes. Option A and B, they're both committed
by
contract.
If their academics were supposed to go down, are they still possibly get kicked out of the program or?
Yes. Yeah. They first of all, one thing they sign is the FERPA form, so that I specifically am their supervisor and I get to see all their grades. And if they are academically in trouble or if they fail, they basically can be terminated. And like I tell, one of the things I tell them is if you call off sick for, like if you're a normal college student, call off sick for school, you call off sick for school. Well, if they call off sick for school, they're also calling off sick for work, and they have to notify me. So that makes it difficult, more difficult. You know, if you're not just calling in your professor, you have to call your boss and say, I'm not making it to school today. So, yes.
Have you considered subtracting the operational expenses from the salaries of the students?
That is something that has been considered. In other words, we just say, look, you're paying for paramedics. The other thing we've considered is saying, we're not hiring you. We're just paying your educational expenses. That would be more in the scholarship area.
Right.
That we would look at that. And that's more to that effect. Actually, when you really look at it, like that $4,286 for that, that's for all four students. That's and I made a mistake over here. That $40,000 is for four students. It's
okay.
Just a shorter period of time in their salary. They're not employed for that long, and that's my error. I'm sorry for that. But yeah, that's for four students. So that when the tuition is not that expensive. It's the cost of this is salaries and benefits is what really costs us. And here's the thing: down the line, you have to think about is these guys have now acquired that much more seniority and that much time towards retirement. So when they get to retirement, they actually maybe have only been a paramedic for 24 years, but they can retire at 25. They've been a student for a year.
We're going to stop it there if we don't mind. We've got one other item on the agenda, and lunch is calling.
See, I'm standing between you and lunch.
So with no further questions, I'd like to ask if anyone would like to make a motion.
On one of the four.
On one of the four recommendations.
Whoever wants to run out of the gate first with a recommendation, you can, or a motion, you can see if that motion is seconded and if the full council wants to support it.
I'll put forth the motion for option A.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, so let's take a vote.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
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 No.
No.
Yes.
5-3, you've got...
Right. Good job counting. I saw you getting your toes under.
All right, so how did it really...
Well, how it really turned out is we've actually used option A, option B, and option D. We have never done option C, a scholarship. We have talked about it, and it's on the table. But we actually went through, we developed this a couple years ago and have done students for quite a few years, but actually we went through a year of full employment where we had no openings. So we've actually kicked it back. We hired our first four new paramedics in March in over 16 months, which was unheard of for us. So we have used three of the four options in the past, and we're not sure in the future which ones we'll use. We're depending on staffing and how many out-of-state people and in-state people we can hire. So thank you all for your consideration.
Okay. If you would step down. Thank you very much to all of you. We're going to roll numbers out of here, or roll tickets, and then I will call certain numbers to bring it all out.
Hey, how you doing?
Now I've got nine.
Good.
I got those eight. So unless you guys want to try again, I mean, I don't want to put a number in.
I'll go again.
Well, I've got eight. So
Who wants to go to lunch?
You want to be president?
Just take a seat. Doesn't matter.
You want to be president?
Look at Squad.
Where are we sitting?
I'm the finance director.
I love it. I'm about to pinch some pennies.
Spending no money.
No money for you.